Hi, this is Jeff Shapiro, and for the next hour, I'll be reading from the November 2025 issue of Bill's Digest on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Time to finish the job. Hey, 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 the Bills make us want to shout. Before becoming Bill's Digest, the official publication of the Buffalo Bills, this newspaper began under the name of Shout. During those early years of the newspaper, the Bills went to 4 straight Super Bowls. Coincidence? We don't think so. With it being the last season to be played at the current Highmark Stadium, otherwise known as the Ralph or Ridge Stadium, we thought now was a great time to ask you, the fans, if we should try to manifest the glory years with a change of our own. So here's the question, Bills Mafia. Should we bring Shout back? For one issue? For a whole season? Forever? We want your voice to be heard. Yell it loud and proud at customercare@asmpublishing.com and let's make some noise. While we await feedback before making a final decision, one thing is for certain. The Bills are surely hoping to make some noise this season. Coming off an appearance in the AFC Championship game, the Bills once again set out with lofty goals of improving upon their 2024 season. Buffalo made a load of additions throughout the offseason, beginning with the 2025 NFL Draft. The selection process produced several new pieces on the defensive side of the ball, with Buffalo spending its first 5 or 6 of 9 total selections on defensive players, starting with first-round cornerback Max Hairston. Along with the draft capital spent on the team's resistance, the team's dip into free agency concentrated on that side of the ball as well. The Bills brought in veteran edge rusher Joey Bosa, along with a versatile piece in Michael Heck and a few others, in hopes of amplifying Buffalo's pass rush. Training camp has provided plenty of revelations surrounding Buffalo's new-look defensive unit, the first and foremost of which is an injury sustained by Hairston that is likely to keep him out through week 1 of the regular season. Hairston was forced to move around on crutches immediately following the injury, but he has since ditched the crutches and begun to move around under his own power, while sporting a heavy brace on his injured right knee. With that said, it hasn't been all bad news for the Bills' new group of defenders. Bosa made quite the impression throughout camp and during his limited time on the field this preseason, while Heck played a boatload of snaps during the team's 3-game exhibition slate and exhibited his pass-rushing prowess week after week. Elsewhere along the defensive line, rookie defensive tackles T.J. Sanders and Deion Walker have made their presence felt over the past few months and seem to project well as future game changers in the trenches. The team's 3rd-round pick, edge Landon Jackson, has struggled to find his footing early on, but the good news for him is that Buffalo likely won't need him to contribute much based on the pecking order at the position, particularly when Heck returns from a 6-game suspension to begin the year. The most significant question mark for Buffalo this year lies in the secondary, where injuries to Hairston and veteran Trey Davious White have muddied the competition for one of the starting cornerback jobs. At press time, the extent of White's injury remained unclear, opening the door for the team's depth to be tested as soon as week 1. That would not be ideal for the Bills, as they now be forced to turn to a much lesser option to fill a role as a starter to begin the year. If White's injury lingers into the regular year, that would spell bad news for the team's coverage unit. In the back end, safety was a question mark for much of the preseason, with a quad injury limiting 2024 second-round pick Cole Bishop's availability. Bishop's lengthy absence caused his position as a starter opposite Taylor Rapp to be called into question, as his lack of experience playing alongside Rapp was of significant concern for head coach Sean McDermott. However, Bishop looked the part in his final preseason game and is expected to begin the season in the starting lineup after all. Obviously, Buffalo has the reigning MVP under center and is primed for another historic season on that side of the ball. Josh Allen has spent the offseason and training camp working out the kinks with a new-look pass-catching core, which is likely to feature free agent acquisition Joshua Palmer, along with returners Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, and Dalton Kincaid. James Cook forced the Bills to endure a lengthy offseason saga centered around the starting running back contractual demands, which got a bit messy during a 9-day hold-in midway through training camp. But having since signed a new deal, Cook is back in the kitchen along with Ty Johnson and Ray Davis, who round out one of the most talented running back core in the NFL. Up front, the Bills feature one of the most consistent and effective offensive lines in the league, with all five starters returning from a season ago. The unit is as reliable as any across the NFL and will be a significant strength for the team once again in 2025. When you look at this team in its totality, it has the pieces needed to make another run and a coveted Lombardi trophy. But the question is it Super Bowl or bust for the Bills this season? And the answer is yes. With all the resources committed to making this season one to remember, the heat is on Allen, McDermott, and particularly Brandon Bean to bring a championship to Buffalo. The team's leadership trio has helped bring this team to the precipice of greatness, and having bolstered the defense in such a significant way this offseason, the time is now for the Bills to make the next step. Not sometime down the road, now. This is the year. Time to get it done. Super Bowl or bust. Next issue, the next issue of Shout, our mid-season review, will be printed and mailed in mid-November. It will include an in-depth analysis of the state of the Bills at the midway point of the season, a look ahead to the second half of the schedule, plus all the latest happenings at One Bills Drive. 10 things Bills need to win the Super Bowl. Keys that will help Buffalo reach its ultimate goal. Entering the 2025 season, the Bills have once again earned sky-high expectations. The phrase Super Bowl or bust has encircled the team throughout the offseason, and rightfully so. Buffalo worked its way through a transitional campaign in 2024 and recorded one of its best seasons in recent memory, which was capped by a trip to the AFC Championship game. Now, having loaded up both through the draft and free agency, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, the Bills appear ready to take the next step and become a Super Bowl contender. Number 1. Josh Allen to have another MVP caliber season. This somewhat goes without saying, but if the Bills hope to enjoy another championship caliber season, Allen will have to be at the forefront of the team's success. The Buffalo quarterback has carried this team to the precipice of greatness, and he must continue to operate at a high level if his team hopes to continue to push toward its ultimate goal, a Lombardi Trophy. Allen finished his MVP season with 41 total touchdowns and nearly 4,400 total yards while turning the ball over a career low 8 times. Not only must he continue to produce, he must continue to do so efficiently if the Bills hope to reach the mountaintop. Number 2. Things to come together at wide receiver. Injuries besieged the Bills' core of wide receivers during the preseason, with Khalil Shakir, Elijah Moore, and Curtis Samuel all missing considerable time throughout training camp. That has left things a bit murky heading into week 1. Buffalo employed an everybody eats philosophy amongst its group of pass catchers a season ago. Shakir finished the year with 76 receptions, the only Bills player with 45 receptions or more. This year, Keon Coleman has started to come into his own and appears set to receive a heavy workload. In addition, tight end Dalton Kincaid has quietly had a successful offseason and training camp and is primed for a rebound year, And then there's free agent acquisition Joshua Palmer, who steps into the fold and should command quite a few targets. At this time, it looks like that everybody eats philosophy may not be spread out as widely as it was throughout the team's depth chart as a season ago. Expect Shakir, Coleman, and Palmer to get plenty of work on the outside, with Kincaid serving as the team's primary threat in the middle of the field. However it shakes out, it better come together soon for this group if it hopes to hit the ground running. Number 3, Dalton Kincaid to take a leap in year 3. Kincaid had a solid rookie season, but took a step back during a sophomore campaign that was impacted by injury. Now, fully healthy, Kincaid appears set for a bounce-back season, which would be a boon for Buffalo's passing game. A year ago, Kincaid was expected to be a key cog for the Bills, with some, including myself, projecting a massive season statistically in his second professional season. Perhaps we were all a year early. The Bills are certainly hoping that we were, as they need the former first-round pick to start developing into the matchup problem that they expected him to be with his selection with the 25th overall pick in the 2023 NFL Draft. James Cook to have another remarkable year. Number 4. With the offseason saga behind him and his new contract signed, it's full steam ahead for Cook and the Bills' running game. Returning all 5 starters along the offensive line, Buffalo's top ball carrier set for another historic season. If the Bills hope to find the same level of success offensively that it found a year ago, Cook must help lead the way. As important as Allen is to Buffalo's offense, things have become much more balanced in recent seasons. In order for the Bills' offensive attack to operate at its full efficacy, the running game needs to go hand in hand with the passing game, and Cook is the central figure on the team's rushing attack. Number 5, defensive line to show vast improvement. The Bills bolstered their defensive line by signing 3 key free agent additions this offseason, with edge rushers Joey Bosa and Michael Hecht, along with defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi, all entering the fold with hopes of improving Buffalo's trench unit. Bosa and Hecht made a strong impression throughout training camp. If Bosa can remain healthy into December and January, and Hecht can make an impact, this should be a much improved group up front defensively. Bosa is a player with capabilities that the Bills have not had in a starting edge rusher since head coach Sean McDermott took over in 2017. A true three-down player equipped with explosive pressure potential. If Buffalo's defensive line doesn't take a significant step forward this season, something will have gone drastically wrong. Number 6. This year's draft class to be impactful. Along with that which they added through free agency, Buffalo also boosted its defensive line with 3 selections in this year's draft. Defensive tackles T.J. Sanders and Deion Walker have looked the part throughout training camp and the preseason, while edge Landon Jackson's acclimation to the professional level has come along at a bit slower pace. All 3 should factor into the team's defensive line rotation, particularly during Hecht's 6-game absence. Elsewhere, it remains to be seen what rookie cornerback Max Harrison's first NFL campaign will look like when it's all said and done, as a preseason knee injury has stalled his progress. It's not often players come to Buffalo and are asked to contribute at the level 3-4 rookies were expected to when they were selected by the Bills. Hairston may take some time, but the other 3 must show well if this team is to take the next step. You're listening to a reading of articles and features from Bill's Digest on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Number 7, Tre'Davious White to be serviceable. With Hairston out to begin the year, the veteran won the battle for the team's number 2 cornerback by default. However, at press time, there was still a bit of concern regarding a lower leg injury that he sustained late during training camp. For up-to-date information on White's injury, visit bangedupbills.com. In his return to Buffalo, the Bills don't need White to return to all-pro form. They need him to be serviceable as a starter opposite Christian Benford. The former first-round pick's performance was up and down throughout training camp and the preseason, so it'll be interesting to see if he can fill the role to begin the regular year. Some of his vaunted athleticism has been sapped due to injuries sustained over the years, and he may be a step behind at times. But as we saw near the start of training camp, his veteran savvy will give him the opportunity to jumpstart his career in his second stint with the team. Continue to monitor the news that comes out regarding his preseason injury. Number 8, figure out the safety position. Entering the Bills' final preseason game, there was still a question as to who would get the nod as one of the team's starting safeties along Taylor Rapp. At the outside of training camp, it appeared 2024 second-round pick Cole Bishop would get the nod. But the quad injury held him out of practice for several days, which caused him to miss the team's first preseason game and has since brought his position in the team's starting lineup into question. However, after a solid performance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the preseason final, Bishop appears to have locked up a starting role entering week one. Number 9, Tyler Bass, to pick up where he left off. Pelvic area soreness kept Bass out for a significant time during training camp, an absence that included the team's first two preseason games. But after return against Tampa Bay in preseason week 3, Bass appears back on track to begin the season healthy. The Bills kicker struggled with consistency to begin the 2024 campaign, but finished the season strong. Buffalo needs Bass to pick up where he left off. And finally, number 10, beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. It's certainly far from a guarantee, but something tells me if the Bills ever hope to advance to and win the Super Bowl, they'll have to go through their rival, the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs have made the AFC Championship game in each season since Patrick Mahomes became their starting quarterback, a streak of 7 consecutive appearances in the conference title game. And with some of the players that will get back this season, namely wide receivers Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown, Kansas City should once again be right in the thick of things come playoff time. Bills Bits. Cook's new contract ends off-season saga. The cook is back in the kitchen, for good this time. On August 13th, the Bills reached an agreement with former second-round pick James Cook on a new 4-year contract. The contract will run through the 2029 season, with the value of the deal set at $48 million over the 4 years of the agreement. There's also $30 million of guaranteed money included within the new deal. The contract's average annual value of $12 million places Cook 6th in the league in terms of AAV for running backs. The $30 million of guaranteed money is currently the third highest among NFL running backs. The third-year running back spent the offseason campaigning for a reworked deal, and his wish was granted. While the final contract numbers come in at a lower rate than the supposed $15 million per season that he was clamoring for throughout the offseason, it appears as if the two sides, the Bills and Cook's representation, have found a number both can be happy with as they move forward with a week one matchup that was on September 7th. The saga that developed over the course of training camp had started to grow a bit concerning. Cook began the offseason in camp reporting for all mandatory practices before he curiously began holding in midway through the team's time at St. John Fisher University. The hold-in spilled into Buffalo's first preseason game, but after Cook returned to practice after a 9-day absence, it seemed like a new deal could be on the horizon for the former third-rounder, and that is precisely what turned out to be the case. Cook's new contract marks the first time since general manager Brandon Bean came to Buffalo, dating back to the 2018 draft, that the team had signed a running back it's drafted to a lucrative second contract. It is the fifth contract extension the Bills have doled out this offseason, preseason, including locking up linebacker Terrell Bernard, edge rusher Greg Rousseau, cornerback Christian Benford, and wide receiver Khalil Shakir earlier this offseason. Cook turns 26 in September and is coming off a career season in which he tied the Bills franchise record for rushing touchdowns in a single season with 16. He has recorded back-to-back 1,000-plus yard seasons. With Cook now signed through the 2029 season, Buffalo's entire running back room, including Ray Davis and Ty Johnson, will be with the team through the 2026 campaign. Running back core developments. Elsewhere at the running back position this summer, second-year pro Frank Gore Jr. looked sharp during the preseason. Veteran Darrington Evans was placed on injured reserve after sustaining a hamstring injury during the team's joint practice with the Bears on August 15th. In a corresponding move, the Bills signed running back Javon Howard to help fill out the roster before the team's final preseason game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But unfortunately, Howard sustained a significant injury during his first practice with the team and was later waived / injured. The Bills are hoping that they won't have to call on any running backs beyond Cook, Davis, and Johnson this season. Buffalo later signed 2025 undrafted free agent R.B. Elijah Elliott Young. Young was later released ahead of the league's cutdown day on August 26th. Extra points. Head coach Martin Levy turned 100 years old on August 3rd, celebrating his milestone birthday in Canton, Ohio, at the Pro Football Hall of Fame's 2025 induction ceremony. During the event, Levy was serenaded by the crowd in attendance, which belted out a rendition of Happy Birthday to the old ball coach, courtesy of Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, and James Lofton, three of Levy's former players who spoke while he was honored at Tom Benson Stadium. The Bills are part of the NFL's new NFL X Crocs collection, which will become available in mid-September. According to the Crocs website, the Bills edition will cost $84.99 and can be purchased at Crocs.com, NFLShop.com, Dick's Sporting Goods, Fanatics, and select international retailers. The Bills are one of 14 teams to have their own classic line clog introduced within the collection. Buffalo joins the Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles, Detroit Lions, San Francisco 49ers, Pittsburgh Steelers, Chicago Bears, Las Vegas Raiders, Dallas Cowboys, Miami Dolphins, Minnesota Vikings, Cincinnati Bengals, Houston Texans, and Denver Broncos. Buffalo's 2025 campaign begins on NBC's Sunday Night Football, where the Bills were to meet a familiar foe, the Baltimore Ravens, in a critical early season matchup. Kickoff is set for 8:20 p.m. on September 7th. Nielsen taking the reins of Bills DL. With defensive line coach Marcus West remaining on staff, Bills defensive assistant Ryan Nielsen has seemingly taken control of Buffalo defensive line. Nielsen was the primary voice during the unit's individual work throughout the offseason program and training camp, leading drills and working with players one-on-one, both before, during, and after practice. It's an interesting shift after West was officially named the team's DL coach before the start of the 2024 season. His promotion coincided with the departure of former DL coach Eric Washington, under whom West served as the team's assistant DL coach. Nielsen has a wealth of coaching experience. He served as the Jacksonville Jaguars defensive coordinator last season and was the DC for the Atlanta Falcons during the 2023 campaign. Nielsen was previously with the New Orleans Saints as their defensive line coach from 2017 to 2022. During offseason and training camp practices, West was more of a fly on the wall during the offseason and training camp than he was throughout the first season as the team's DL coach. He often watched from the sidelines during team drills and was seldom the most involved coach during individual sessions. With the Bills' starting unit not seeing a whole lot of time during the preseason, it remains unclear if we will see any change in philosophy from the team's trench unit. But there has been a distinct shift in the dynamic between West and the unit that he was tasking with guiding a season ago. Here's some camp quotables. Yeah, James was not really a starter at Georgia. He was more in that sub-back role. So he wasn't a guy that sometimes you draft guys out of college and they're a 2-3 year workhorse, and he was not. And his first year here, he didn't. Even last year, he's been around that 50% number. We like what he provides and do see him as a three-down type player. And we think he could take more, but we want to use our other weapons and keep him as fresh as possible. We think that's the best utilization of him. And we just look at, I know he gets put in the running back room, or guys get put in the tight end room, but it's just trying to find a variety of weapons and skill sets, and he's got a skill set that we wanted to maintain and keep with this offense. That quote was from GM Brandon Bean when asked whether James Cook gets enough snaps to justify the size of his new contract. This one is from James Cook on whether he feels misunderstood throughout. No, because y'all don't know what I'm going through, and y'all opinion don't matter. So it's just me being myself, staying true to myself, and just believing in myself. This is, quote is from Deion Dawkins on the Hard Knocks experience. I love it, I love it. Like, you know, they have their own plan about it, you know. I'm okay with personal stuff, like we are entertainers and we're athletes, right? The cameras are always rolling, so you can't hide from it, right? Be your true self and let the camera show. Like the fake will be fake to really be real. This quote is from Mitch Trubisky on wide receiver Tyrell Shavers standing out during the preseason. Absolutely. He's a baller. He just continues to need more opportunities to show what he can do. And that's my job, to just get the ball in his area and let him go make plays. He continues to show up on film and makes those big plays, so I'm proud of him and just the way he works, and it's fun being his teammate. The following quote is from Keon Coleman on building chemistry with Josh Allen in year two with the Bills. A lot of film room, understanding what he's seeing and getting my feedback, and then going down the field and executing. Really, it's just like, all right. So we watch this. It's like, all right. So I'm thinking this. What was you thinking there? And then I'll say that. Then you know we'll conversate and get to the same point of what we're trying to say. And then we go out there and execute it. Following quote is from Bills wide receiver Joshua Palmer, describing his quest toward building a connection with Josh Allen. I would describe it as having to be consistent with the connection in terms of after every play I'm going to him and I'm saying, is that where you wanted me to be? And asking for feedback, especially after practice, asking him what routes he wants to run. Where does he see me coming out of this break? Just a lot of reps and doing it over and over and over and over again. This quote is from Bills rookie T.J. Sanders on his feel for the defense. As far as the mental side, I feel like every day is just growing. We're putting new things in every day, just trying to get adjusted. And I feel like I've been doing a pretty good job of that. And physically, just the same thing every day, just taking it one step at a time, trying to get it where it slows down to me. And this quote is from linebacker Terrell Bernard. I'm being a part of the core the Bills are building around. Yeah, it's super special, you know. It's a moment that you don't take lightly for sure. And, you know, something that I take to heart. I know the other guys take to heart, too, you know. Just the accountability that comes with it. The leadership that comes with it. So, you know, we're excited to get to work and do what we got to do. You're listening to a reading of articles and features from Bills Digest and the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. And we continue with more quotes. This one is from Edge Greg Rousseau on the Bills building around their core of young players. A blessing for sure, and we got a standard uphold, and we got to keep getting better. Stay hungry. You know what I'm saying? We all kind of got, I feel like I got the right mindset to go about it. We come out here to work every day. We know nothing's going to be given to us. Nothing's given. It's all earned. So, I mean, we just have to keep earning it every practice day and every game day. This quote is from Christian Benford on how the Bills have rewarded the players that they have drafted. That we have a good culture, like it's great culture here. A great family-like orientation here to where people want to continuously be here. They want to finish their careers here. They have a great foundation here, and you get better here. When you leave here, you got better, whether it's becoming a better man, better woman, better player, better whatever you believe in. You got better. You know what I'm saying? Because one, somebody challenged you here. Somebody here is holding you accountable. This quote is from P. Brad Robbins on getting off to a good start this summer. Coach Chris Tabor is doing a great job with our guys as far as protection goes. Reed Ferguson, obviously, is like the vet of everybody's dreams. Gives me great snaps every single time. But yeah, it's all just about, in my mind, like I spent this whole offseason and once I got hurt, I'm changing my game. The knock on me was, hey, this guy doesn't have a big leg. He can't figure it out. It's what I heard. And now it's, okay, how can I change my game to the modern-day punter? This quote is from Ed's Joey Bosa on his thoughts about the Bills' defensive line. Greg Rousseau and A.J. Epenesa, I'm already close with these guys. I think the whole group in general, it's been a while since I've been with the whole group of D-linemen, so playing outside linebacker the last few years, so it's fun again, being in that environment, being with the big guys in the middle. But yeah, I think if you have a dominant defensive line, you win a lot of games, and your defense plays really well, so it's definitely going to be on us to make an impact. This quote is from wide receiver Khalil Shakir on whether the Bills' everybody eats mantra has evolved. For me, it's not a one-season thing or a one-game thing or a one-time thing. I think it's an every-year thing, every-game thing, every-practice thing. Where for us, we're not out there as individuals, we're out there as a team. We're out there as all 11 guys on the field have to do their job in order for that specific play to work. And I think when you say it's one thing, but when you really put it into action, it's a whole other another thing. And it's beautiful to see unfold when you do it the right way. So for us, that's right now. Receivers catching a block in the run game. And not just doing it last year, but continuing to do it right now. Running backs and protection, doing that right now. It's everybody doing those little things when they're not getting the ball that makes somebody else spring open. It's what everybody eats is all about. So we're going to continue to do that. And finally, this is a quote from Trey White on how his connection to the team translates to his play. When you love the people around you and you have a different connection besides just football that goes beyond the field, that makes coming to work so much easier. Your attention to detail and your care about the team is growing a little bit more because the guys around you, you really love and genuinely care about. So you don't want to let those guys down. Establishing the AFC East pecking order. With the regular season on the doorstep, it's as good a time as any to take a look around the division. The AFC East pecking order was pretty well defined a year ago, with the Bills sitting atop the heap, the Miami Dolphins as the clear-cut second-best team, while the New England Patriots and New York Jets rounded things out in the cellar. However, entering the 2025 campaign, it appears as if we may see a shift in the hierarchy of this four-team race. Beneath the Bills, that is. Miami finished last season limping to the finish and has picked up right where it left off with a questionable offseason and preseason. At the same time, the Patriots and Jets seem to have come on strong after each team underwent a coaching change in the offseason. There's a lot to sort out when you take a bird's eye view of the division. Let's get into it. The New England Patriots. The Patriots will be an interesting team to follow this season as they made a list of changes throughout the offseason in hopes of surpassing their paltry 2024 win total. At the top of that list is head coach Mike Vrabel, who enters his first season in New England looking to turn things around. Vrabel was 54-45 in six seasons with the Tennessee Titans. In Vrabel's first season at the helm, the Patriots are equipped with a potentially dangerous defense powered by a strong defensive line and a solid coverage group in the secondary. The questions for New England lie primarily on the offensive side of the ball, where it brought a rookie in first-round pick Will Campbell to help solidify an offensive line that struggled to protect quarterback Drake May a season ago. May was sacked 34 times in 12 starts last season, and New England is hoping some of the changes that it made will help keep its signal caller upright in 2025. Elsewhere, offensively, the wide receiver position looks a bit differently than it did last year, with former Bills wide receiver Stephon Diggs expected to gobble up plenty of targets on his return from an ACL injury that ended his 2024 campaign. Diggs has recovered quickly and didn't miss a practice throughout training camp. At running back, rookie Trayvon Henderson burst onto the scene with a kickoff return for a touchdown to begin week one of the preseason. All that being said, whether or not the Patriots take a significant step this year will largely come down to the rate at which May progresses in his second professional season. He displayed flashes of brilliance during his rookie campaign, and with the pieces added around him, expectations are high for the former first-round pick. What about the Miami Dolphins? After missing significant time due to injury a season ago, quarterback Tua Tagovailoa returns for another kick at the can, hoping to remain healthy through a full regular season schedule for just the second time in his career. Surrounding Tagovailoa is one of the league's most explosive groups of skill players, which includes wide receiver Tyreek Hill, whose down year in 2025 coincided with the extended absence of Miami's starting quarterback. If the oft-injured quarterback can maintain his presence in the starting lineup throughout the year, the Dolphins' offense will have a good opportunity to rebound from a down year in 2024. But what we saw a season ago was an offense that struggled to function without its starting quarterback, and if that is to be the case again this year, things could go really south for this team. The offseason has been a struggle for Miami as it has dealt with locker drama centered around Hill's fleeting relationship with his quarterback and other teammates. Injuries have also created a dark cloud that has hovered over the team for the past several weeks and months, particularly in the secondary. After trading away Jalen Ramsey, Kadur Kohu was the team's lone hope at the cornerback position, and he sustained a season-ending injury during training camp. Although the Dolphins should have one of the league's most fearsome pass-rushing units, that may not be enough to save the team's coverage group, which has looked like it might be among the worst in the league. All things considered, this could be a tough year in Miami. And how about the New York Jets? After a rough 2024 season, the Jets fired former head coach Robert Saleh and brought in former Detroit Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn to fill his shoes. Upon his arrival, the first-year head coach has employed a no-nonsense approach while creating a culture of accountability early during his tenure. On the field, New York will also have a new quarterback this season, as Justin Fields replaces Aaron Rodgers, who was at the helm the previous two seasons. Fields is a mobile quarterback who likes to use his legs as often as any other signal caller in the league. He, along with a talented running back room, should transform the Jets into the one of the league's most run-heavy offenses. The Jets don't have much to speak of at wide receiver, with Garrett Wilson expected to carry a heavy load as the team's number one target, and really their only meaningful target in the passing game. Up front, New York is hopeful a reworked offensive line will bear fruit, but at the end of the day, this is a team that will be guided by its rushing attack and defensive firepower. New York has one of the most menacing defensive lines in the NFL, powered by all-pro Quinton Williams and a few other big names. The Jets' strength up front helps everything work on the defensive side of the ball. Elsewhere, there's room to be concerned in the secondary, where Glenn will have to help his new team's coverage group right the ship. This is a team with many remaining flaws, but with Glenn at the controls, there is hope that he can turn things around quickly for a franchise that hasn't experienced a playoff berth since 2010. Entering the regular season, the Bills appear to be in little no danger of ceding their spot atop the division standings. While the Patriots have impressed early during Vrabel's tenure and the Jets appear to have changed their culture, neither team is close to reaching the wanted status the Bills have achieved. And the Dolphins appear to be trending the opposite direction. Buffalo's spot as the AFC East elite is safe for the time being. Here are some 2025 rule changes. Dynamic kickoff. NFL clubs amended Rule 6 to modify and make permanent the new form of free kick play implemented in 24. The play is designed to resemble a typical scrimmage play by aligning the players on both teams closer together and restricting movement to reduce space and speed, and to promote more returns. 2025 modifications to the existing rule include modifying the alignment requirements for receiving team players in the setup zone so that they may have a maximum of 3 players in the setup zone, not on the restraining line, but never more than 1 player in each of the 3 areas within the setup zone, bordered by the sidelines and inbound lines. Changing the dead ball spot after a touchback to the 35-yard line if the ball lands in the end zone and is downed in the end zone by the receiving team or goes out of bounds behind the receiving team's goal line. And allowing teams to declare an onside kick at any point during a game as long as they are trailing their opponent as opposed to only in the fourth quarter. Overtime procedures. NFL teams adopted to align the postseason and regular season overtime rules by granting both teams an opportunity to possess the ball regardless of the outcome of the first possession, subjected to a 10-minute overtime period in the regular season. Instant replay assist. NFL clubs voted to amend Rule 15 to expand instant replay's ability to advise the on-field officials on specific objective aspects of a play and or to address game administration issues when clear and obvious video evidence is present. Are the Bills still an ascending team? Alex Brasky. Absolutely. With all the aforementioned additions on the defensive side of the ball, coupled with the improvements the teams hope to make on the offensive side of the ball, the Bills remain, without a doubt, one of the up-and-coming great teams in the league. Also, Buffalo signed a good portion of its core to long-term extensions this offseason, including cornerback Christian Benford, edge rusher Greg Rousseau, linebacker Terrell Bernard, wide receiver Khalil Shakir, and running back James Cook. Each player is in the prime of their career with plenty left in the tank to take things to another level, whether it be this season or well into the future. Lastly, when the team has Josh Allen at quarterback, who's just 29 years old, the sky will always be the limit in terms of expectations. You're listening to a reading of articles and features from Bill's Digest and the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. What position are you most optimistic about? The defensive line. After initially being a bit skeptical about the way Brandon Bean and company utilized the team's 9 draft picks, as time has passed and I've gotten to see these players perform, I've changed my tune. I now believe the 2025 draft class has a chance to be one of Bean's best since 2018, which was his first draft in Buffalo. Beyond rookies T.J. Sanders and Deion Walker, who I'm really excited about, I believe Joey Bosa is the best pass rusher the Bills have had under Sean McDermott, and he is set to transform the team's defensive line into one of the most feared in the AFL. The question with Bosa will always be whether or not he can remain healthy for a 17-game season and playoffs. But I believe, contrary to public opinion and recent events regarding the strength and conditioning staff, the Bills will do a nice job managing his rep count with hopes of him remaining upright throughout the entirety of the year. What group leaves you most concerned? Well, the team's core of pass catchers. While I think Keon Coleman is set for an incredible season, Shakir has been out with a high ankle sprain for much of the summer, and we haven't seen all that much when it comes to Joshua Palmer and others building a much-needed connection with Allen. Along with Coleman, I believe tight end Dalton Kincaid is also set for a rebound campaign. But beyond those two, it's been tough to get excited about any Buffalo pass catcher this offseason and preseason. I do believe Shakir, once he returns, will reclaim his status as one of the team's most valuable commodities. But at the same time, high ankle sprains are injuries that can linger and limit a player's effectiveness at his position. I'll have to see him return to the field before my concerns about Shakir dissipate completely. Another player to keep an eye out for is Dawson Knox. While I believe Dalton Kincaid is due to receive a heavy workload, Buffalo's use of two tight end sets should allow Knox to be on the field quite a bit. I'm expecting him to find the end zone a handful of times in 2025. Which new addition will make the most impact this season? Because I've already discussed the impact that I expect Bosa to make this season, I will go elsewhere with my answer to this question, but I'm going to stay along the defensive line. Once Michael Hart returns from his 6-game suspension, if the preseason was any indication, his speed, his strength, and athleticism off the edge are going to be a boon for the Bills. He also carries a bit of versatility, perhaps allowing the team to shift him inside at times this season. While his early season absence is somewhat of a buzzkill after the phenomenal training camp and preseason he enjoyed, getting him back after the bye week will serve as a pseudo mid-season addition for this team, one that I expect will make quite the impact in 2025 and beyond. Which player will rebound with an improved performance this season? Matt Milano. The Bills linebacker performed exceptionally well throughout training camp and the preseason and appears set to reclaim his form as one of the most dangerous players at his position. Before injuries created a roadblock in his career, Milano was playing at an all-pro level. I wouldn't go as far as to say he has returned to that level at this point, but there is reason to be very excited about Milano's future. He's 31 years old, so it remains to be seen how many productive years he has left, but for this season, the speed, the burst, and physicality he has been known for have returned to near peak level entering the 2025 campaign. What's the X factor for the Bills this season? The pass rush. With such a commitment made to improving that area of the defense, the Bills must vastly improve their ability to rush the passer this season. And if they don't, something will have gone drastically wrong. McDermott regularly discusses the need for Buffalo's pass rush and coverage unit to work hand in hand, and that will be increasingly more important this season as Buffalo enters the year with significant question marks in the secondary, including at cornerback and safety. If the Bills can pressure opposing quarterbacks and get them on the ground at a high rate this year, I like their chances of having a top-tier defense. But if things remain stagnant in that regard, it's difficult to imagine this group having much success. A missing piece. Can a retooled defense get the Bills back to the Super Bowl. This is by Jim Kubiak. Fresh off his first MVP award, Josh Allen has already set a transcendent NFL record as the first quarterback in the history of the league to have five straight seasons with 40-plus total touchdowns. As he embarks on his eighth season as the Buffalo Bills quarterback, he has rewritten the Bills' record books, eclipsing the great Jim Kelly for most career passing touchdowns, career passing yards, most total touchdowns, career rushing touchdowns, completions, and most wins by a starting quarterback. Allen already is, by all accounts, the most accomplished player in franchise history. He has grown his operational skills at the line of scrimmage to a masterful level, which is perhaps the biggest leap for developing quarterbacks. He has also continued to be incredibly consistent in 2024 with a 63.3% completion rate, and he put up career bests of 6 interceptions, his lowest interception percentage, 1.2, and the lowest number of sacks in his career in a single season, which was 14. Allen has done his part to intentionally shape and hone these critical areas to such an elite level that he's considered by some to be the very best in the game. One question remains, though. What will it take for the best quarterback in football to win the game's greatest prize? General manager Brendan Bean and head coach Sean McDermott have set their sights on this very goal and have continued building a championship-caliber squad since their arrival. Their drafts have been highly productive, and each year the Bills improve, inching ever closer to the Super Bowl. They have been close, but have continued to fall short, stumbling against the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's where we begin. Evaluating how other teams are creating success can provide important insights. Certainly, Bean and McDermott have studied themselves and Super Bowl victors, attempting to mold a winning chemistry of talents and personalities by learning from other teams that have reached the summit. The common threads between the past 6 Super Bowl teams are the very themes that Bean and McDermott have been operating from. These commonalities, strengths, and philosophies factor into how the Bills draft, sign, and develop. It's an amazing feat that the Chiefs have played in the Super Bowl 5 of the last 6 seasons, winning 3 and losing 2. Quietly, the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers have each played in 2 of the last 6 Super Bowls and demonstrated elite consistency and overall power. How have these franchises accomplished this? No one gets this elusive game without a detailed plan, and these victors shared common traits and characteristics that can and are being emulated by the Bills. Here are the key points to focus on and to watch with every organizational move that is made. An elite offense or defense. Turnover dominance. 23 takeaways regular season and postseason turnover differential. Experienced leadership and coaching stability, and balanced and adaptive game plans that leverage strength. Analyzing the 2024 Super Bowl champion Eagles versus the 2024 Bills. Elite offense or defense. In 2024, Allen and the Bills' offense ranked 2nd in the NFL, scoring 525 total points, 30.9 per game. Defensively, they ranked 11th as they gave up 368 total points, 21.6 per game. So we see an offense that was first in the league in turnovers, 8, and a defense that ranked 3rd in turnovers, 32. That's an impressive plus 24 in the turnover differential. However, defensively, the Bills were ranked 29th in first downs, 24th in passing yards against, 24th in passing touchdowns against, and 29th in third down percentage. The 2025 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles had one of the most balanced teams in the league. Offensively, they ranked 7th in scoring. Defensively, they were even better, ranking 2nd overall by allowing just 303 points. Turnovers were another strength. The Eagles finished sixth in both giveaways and takeaways, giving them a strong plus 11 turnover differential. What really set them apart, though, was their defense. They ranked first in total yards allowed and first in passing yards allowed. They also ranked second in points allowed and third in third down percentage. On the ground, they were just as tough, giving up only 9 rushing touchdowns, the second best mark in the league compared to Buffalo's 13. Although these numbers highlight just how dominant and elite the Eagles' defense was in 2024. In March of 2024, the Eagles signed Saquon Barkley, giving them instant rushing power, turning their offense into a two-headed juggernaut. The Eagles went on to lead the NFL in rushing attempts and were second in the league in rush yards and rush touchdowns. Barkley was a force to be reckoned with, running the football for 345 rushing attempts, for 2,005 yards rushing, and averaging 5.8 yards per carry with 13 touchdowns. His presence allowed Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts to play a complementary role. The offensive relationship between the dominating rushing attack and the smart and efficient quarterback, combined with a stifling defense, struck just the right balance for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. The Bills were superb in this category, turnover dominance, in 2024 as they protected the football better than any team first with just 8 total turnovers. The Bills' defense also took the ball away 32 times, ranking 3rd in the league. The Eagles gave the ball away 15 times and created 26 takeaways, ranking 6th in both categories. So the real difference here was seen in the playoffs. Allen and the Bills did not commit a single turnover in 3 playoff games, while the Buffalo defense created a total of 4 playoff turnovers. The Bills maintained a 4-plus turnover ratio. The Eagles had only 1 turnover in their playoff run, while taking the ball away a whopping 13 times. They cruised through their Super Bowl run with a plus 12 turnover differential, and in the Super Bowl game itself, the Eagles took the ball away from the Chiefs 3 times and maintained a plus 2 turnover differential in the game. Here we see a general trend of the positive turnover differential in playoff games, with the exception of the Rams. Clearly, the Eagles' massive turnover differential will help them win. However, the Chiefs seem to rely on other categories beyond turnovers to get the job done. This is certainly part of their mystic, as they exude a special knack for finding different ways to win big games. You've been listening to a reading of articles and features from the November 2025 issue of Bill's Digest. Your reader has been Jeff Shapiro. Thank you for listening.